This week, NAMA took to Washington, D.C. for its annual public policy conference, which focused on the industry's top legislative priorities. Today, we are joined by NAMA Chair Pete Tullio to discuss the outcome of the conference. Now, Pete, how does this year's conference compare to previous years?
What's different about it? I think what's different about it is that our footprint is so much larger here in Washington, and that we are now recognized by a lot of people. They know who NAMA is. They are not foreign to our issues. And Eric Dell and his staff did a great job in setting this whole thing up and getting us to speak with the influential people that we needed to talk to. And I think every year it's a building process, and it definitely gets better and better every year. So this is just the next step in the process, and I think it was very good for the industry.
Can you tell us about the most pressing issues that were discussed and the representatives you spoke with?
Well, you know, calorie disclosure is a big item on everybody's agenda. We spoke with the FDA, believe it or not. They wouldn't talk to us about calorie disclosure in particular because they were still coming out with their rule, as you know, which they said will be out sometime in the future, did not give us the timetable. But we actually got to speak with the commissioner, Troy, the deputy commissioner of the FDA, and his entire staff. And he was happy. He said that he particularly had never spoken with anyone from NAMA, although his staff all knew everybody from NAMA. But it was great to talk to him. We talked to him about several items, micro markets being one, because FDA is the one trying to do some changes to the food code to incorporate micro markets into the food code so that people recognize it as a viable economic alternative. And we talked about it a lot. We educated him considerably, and we even had on the phone a gentleman, Kevin, I forget his last name, but he's with the committee that's actually dealing with the micro market issue, and he knows Larry Iles from NAMA very well, who's also on that committee. So it was great, I think, from their perspective to hear from the industry and how important we felt micro markets were and how important that it was for them to really come up with some rules and regulations and get it into the food code so it's now recognized for everybody. And I think they understand that.
We are waiting to hear more specifics about the issue of calorie disclosure. Was there an update at the conference on the status of that issue?
There's an amendment to the Agricultural Appropriations Bill, which states very simply that Congress believes that front-of-pack labeling should satisfy the requirements of the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the congressional intent, which is going to be, we hope, listened to by the FDA. And if it's not, then they come out with a rule that doesn't allow us to go with front-of-pack labeling. Maybe we can go back to them and say, look, Congress has expressed its intent quite clearly, and we really think this should be the rule. So that's where the issue is right now, and we have to wait for the FDA to come out with their regulations. But we know what Congress has accepted. We dealt with some influential staff. We saw three staff members from people around the Agricultural Appropriations Committee, and they were all well aware of the issue, and they were very supportive of the issue. Glad that we came and, gave a lot of thanks for putting through that amendment that Alan Nunley put forth in the bill. And although the law hasn't passed yet, it's going to be hopefully part of an omnibus bill that's going to pass in December. So we met a lot of people that were in touch with that and knew about that issue, and we reinforced how important it was for our industry.
Any news on the currency reformulation?
The Mint is sending a report to Congress in December to give them their evaluation of the situation. And we pointed out to the people we spoke with that the savings to the Mint is about $87 million, roughly, if they reformulate the nickel and the penny and it no longer is a loss leader for them, compared with about 15 to 25 times that is what the cost will be to our industry. And then there's other industries like coin-operated laundries, car washes, et cetera, who will also be affected. So it's a disproportionate cost against the gain that the Mint receives. And we also pointed out that, the Mint is one of the few organizations in Congress or in the government here that actually has a profit. They actually profit from the making of coins, and it's just penny and nickel that cost a little bit more to make than they're worth. But you know what? Making that change is going to be devastating for our industry. And we talked about how jobs were at stake and how tax revenue is at stake, because if we're not going to have any profits available, there's not going to be any taxes.
Well, terrific. Thanks so much, Pete, for taking the time to share with us what's going on in this public policy conference.
Appreciate talking to you, Emily, as always.